I'm delighted to welcome back to the Radio Cafe Jerry Ferraccio. He is coordinator of the Santa Fe Shakespeare Society, and we're here to talk about As You Like It, which is opening Friday, the 18th of July, and running through August 3rd. It's in the courtyard on the campus of Monte del Sol Charter School. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to be here with you, Mary Charlotte.
It's always great to have you here on the show. Now, let's talk about this play.
Okay. Well, I'm very excited, as usual. As you know, the Santa Fe Shakespeare Society is not a theater company per se.
But it kind of, sort of,
well, it kind of, sort of is, except for the fact that I think what Santa Fe wants to learn about Shakespeare. When I got here 4 years ago, there had been other Shakespeare companies here. But when you're a theater company, your job becomes about making sure that your audience is large enough to support the theater company. You know, the society is all by volunteer. That's why we can afford to do our admission by donation, $5 to $20 sliding scale. Because,
very nice.
Yeah, well, it's for everyone. This year we're on the south side. We're down in the, as you said, we're down at the Monte del Sol Charter School, who volunteered their beautiful tree-lined courtyard. It's a perfect setting for As You Like It, because most of As You Like It happens in the Forest of Arden. Happens in the forest. So there we go. As usual, we have a wonderful cast of some are newcomers, some have been doing Shakespeare for 30 years, some are newly arrived and moved to Santa Fe, and some people have been here for decades. So it's just a wonderful way, again, a society. We all come together and do some Shakespeare. We're only running 3 weeks this year in Santa Fe because we got an invitation to also perform in Albuquerque for 3 weeks.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Where are you performing there?
At the Ox Dog Theater Company.
Okay.
And information on that can be found on our website. S is in Santa, F is in Faye, Shakespeare.org, all one word. Or you can just give us a call at 490-6271 and we'll just tell you. That's the other thing, too. We have a 24-hour answering service, so when you call the Santa Fe Shakespeare Society, a real person will always answer for you. Well, it's just down. We're down home. We're not pretentious. You know, there's a strange thing with Shakespeare where people treat it, where Shakespeare scholars treat themselves like high priests and they get in between you and Shakespeare. Shakespeare wrote for everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's
yeah, people brought tomatoes to throw at the...
Exactly, or hazelnuts at the...
Was it hazelnuts?
Hazelnuts, usually. Tomatoes were too precious.
Ah.
and worse, actually, could get thrown at you. So it's just a really lovely production. We're setting it in the Renaissance, and we have beautiful costumes. We always have beautiful costumes. And we're just excited. We have, you know, we have Jim Ledyard, who used to be the head learner over at Monte del Sol. He just retired. He's in the show. He's got a small role. We have somebody who comes down from Ojo Caliente every year and auditions for me, and every year he grows. It's a joy to do. It's a joy to watch. This year, people do not have to bring picnic blankets or lawn chairs. We have all the chairs and we have all the picnic tables and everything, so people just can bring dinner and sit out and watch it. We've got all the supplies.
So tell us a little bit about this play, As You Like It. Shakespeare comedies are always great fun to watch. And, you know, we always have to talk about this. Even if you don't know Elizabethan English, and even if you don't, like, understand the words, you always understand the plays.
Well, you do. And, you know, every year somebody comes up to me and says, why did you translate it into modern English? And I say,
really?
I didn't. It's early modern English. I didn't translate it. And the person says some version of... But I understood every word.
Right.
And that's because the actors understand every word in my productions. We do 2 weeks of table work where we sit and we talk about what are we saying and how would we say it in a modern way so that people can, you know, like you're just saying I love you. Just say I love you. Now put Shakespeare's words over that. Oh, you shine like the star of the east or whatever. And people understand what you're saying. So As You Like It's really fun, as is necessary for any good Shakespeare comedy. There's cross-dressing.
Of course there is.
Boys never get to dress as girls, but girls get to dress as boys, or at least character-wise. And what ends up happening is all the characters are banished or moved from a very stuffy, rigid court into the forest where they can do As You Like It, where they can go off in the forest and be free, and they can dress as they want to be, they can do what they want to do.
Is it funny how when you let people be free, gender and sex always come into?
Of course, because particularly in this time period, but even still today, boys do this, girls do that.
Right.
So Shakespeare recognized that. And of course, being from a forest, you know, the Forest of Arden, that his mother's name was Mary Arden. I mean, they were intimately connected with that forest. So you go off to the forest and you become whatever you want to be. And it's interesting because they've almost created a golden, happy world out there in the forest. It's really a beautiful, intriguing show. I won't call it complicated, but I will say that it's very detailed and nuanced. Wonderful characters that all interact with each other, and somebody will say something that you just don't expect to come out of that character, and it's just like, ooh, Shakespeare had something going right there.
Jerry Ferraccio is the director of As You Like It. He's coordinator of the Santa Fe Shakespeare Society, and the play runs Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, July 18th through August 3rd, except there's no show July 27th. It's at 6 o'clock. Is it at 6 o'clock to 8?
Yeah, we're out by 8.
Okay, and you're out by 8 in the courtyard at Monte del Sol Charter School, which is on Walking Rain Road in Santa Fe, as you're heading down Richards Avenue toward the community college.
Right, exactly. You take Governor Miles to Dancing Ground, and we'll have signs out, Mary
yeah,
Charlotte.
Yeah, exactly.
We have big old arrows with Shakespeare's face, or at least the word Shakespeare.
Well, we look forward to seeing it. It is highly affordable, and for more information, you can go to sfshakespeare.org. You can also check them out on Twitter. Jerry, thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.